Yeah, looking forward to it, Aidan. We all are, really, to be honest with you. As you said, it's every week now at this stage, so we don't have much time to think about anything, but it's what's fantastic to be part of, really, is 4 weeks, so you're playing for county final, and a few weeks later, the Leinster semi-final, Leinster final, here you are for an All-Ireland semi-final, so it's a great little run we're on, and hopefully it can continue for one more week, please God.
There's kind of a pro and con of playing so many games so quickly. I suppose you can kind of build up a bit of momentum and that can help your side in the next game, but I suppose it does wear on the legs as well. Do you see it as a bit of a pro or a con playing so many games so recently?
At the minute we'll have to say it's definitely a pro anyway. We'd have to say it's a pro, but no, we look, it's probably worked out well. We've got into a nice little routine there, you know, because in the week of our county final you wouldn't have been doing a whole lot anyway, so we've kind of kept the same routine going. I suppose the big word you said there is momentum. You know, that's a big thing. It's a nice thing to have. We've won three big games, you know, county final, semi-final on the trot. So momentum is a big thing, but at the same time, I suppose it's something I would have spoke to the players about. It can be a dangerous thing at times too, because when you're kind of on that momentum, you kind of automatically sometimes you think it's just going to happen, you know, but that's not always the case. You have to be, every day brings its own challenge, so it's definitely a pro. Look, I have to, maybe this week possibly, it's probably the first week I'd say maybe I've seen maybe more and more girls sitting out with a couple of things in training, but you know, it's only small niggles, it's not a big thing. So you know, if we got beaten tomorrow, you won't hear me saying it's excuse that was the 4th week on the trot. You know, definitely it's all good, this is what we play the games for, because you know, I think about in normal times when you win a Leinster final, you win it probably in November and you wait till maybe end of January, so look, it's all the better straight into it.
Absolutely, and I suppose your side is so experienced now, and you know, you know what these games are like, getting to the latter stages of these competitions, you know, winning it in 2012 I think, in 2015. So how important do you think that experience is going to be?
Yeah, look, it's great to have. It's experience is a big thing, but the one thing I think we'd like to praise ourselves on this year is the mixture of the experience and the youth. You know, there's a few nice little, you know, younger players after coming in, you know, maybe over the last year or two, so it's a great exposure for them. You know, even, you know, I think getting into your car there tomorrow morning at 8:30, 9 o'clock, driving up to Ashburn to meet for games, it's a lovely experience, going to Wexford Park last week. So it's definitely nice to have, but you know, every game is different. You know, every game is different, and you know, you've seen last week maybe that experience did see us out in the end, but again, you know, you have a lot of players there, we'll be playing the first All-Ireland semi-final, played in the first Leinster final last week, so it's a mixture of all really, and it's complementing each other really, you know.
Yeah, that Leinster final win, a 4-point win over Thomastown, 111-107, so brilliant performances from everybody on the field, but I thought Anae Curran deservedly given the Player of the Match award, and it's great to have somebody like that, because you know, obviously we know about the Marys and the Unas and the Ursulas, but to have somebody like that who can contribute not just, you know, in attack but also in defence as well, and they just seem to be everywhere against Thomastown.
Yeah, she was a big player, and she's after giving a lot of them performances, particularly over the last year or two. 1-5 is a huge score for midfield. Like, you know, she was moved up centre forward for the last 10 minutes, but she got the points as well. But you know, she's contributed an awful lot to us, which is a huge help. And she's still only a young player, she's only 20 years of age, I think. So there's going to be expect big things out of her for the future. But you know, it's something we spoke about as well, and I think it's always a sign of a good team. Like, it was Una scored 3-2, I think. Yeah, 3-2 in the county final. You know, in the Leinster semi-final, Shelley Keogh got 8 points, and Louise Sinnott got 1-2, and I think Ursula got 1-2 from play. So, and then it was when the pressure was on last week, it was Anae Curran got 1-5. So it's nice. It's nice that someone different is stepping up every day. But I think tomorrow in Ireland's semi-final, we're going to need a few more stepping up. You know, it wasn't saying that, you know, Anae got the headlines last week, but our backs didn't concede all either. I thought they were excellent as well. So you're always going to get that one or two players, but definitely at the moment it's a team performance all over the field really. And subs coming on last week, Vaughan, Laura Sinnott and Shauna Sinnott last week, and they made a huge difference from the bench as well.
Yeah, the switch by Aideen there kind of midway through the game, I think, really played a big part, and you know, only conceding 1-7 is pretty good in a Leinster final as well. So she's certainly having quite the year as well, already an All-Ireland champion, and I'm sure she's dying to add another one to the trophy cabinet back home.
Yeah, we've been talking. Yeah, we've been talking about that. There's a couple of the juniors had a great year, so they're adding their collection all the time. But you know, it's a good thing about, you know, our girls are hungry. They want more. You know, I think you want to win every year. But the fact we're away from this for a long time now, a few years. You know, we're going to, you know, not all these players are going to, you know, you might never get this opportunity again. So you have to grasp it. And the girls are very well aware that, you know, we got beaten in the semi-final in 17 and finals in 18, 19. you know, getting back to these days was a long, long way away, you know, so we'll make the most of them. We're here. Likewise, you know, we will have another Leinster final coming up there next in the January. So, but you know, we've seen how hard it is to win a Leinster. So to get to another All Ireland semi-final, it's massive. So when we're here, we just have to take the opportunity while it's here, you know.
Slochnaill, they're a hell of a side as well. People will remember that they made it three in a row for them against St. Martin's in the 2018-19 final. So what will they bring to the table tomorrow?
Yeah, look, we've done a small bit of work on them. You know, again, we've only had a week, and you know, obviously you have to look at their opposition. They're always, you know, as you say, everyone knows now at this stage, they're a fantastic club up there. You know, they've done a lot. Been hurling football camogie over the last 10 years. They're fairly impressive now, to be honest with you. But look, so I'd like to think I'd be fairly proud of what our club has done over the last couple of decades in Ireland and camogie too. So we have our own tradition down here too. But yeah, look, they're doing it on the national stage. They won three in a row. They got beaten the last All Ireland final. I think actually Sarsfield got a goal in injury time to win it that day by a point. So I think it all, they could be going for five in a row. But look, they're a serious team. But no, while we definitely respect them and everything else, and they'll probably go into the game as maybe as favourites, you know. No, if we can get our own act together, I think we won't be too far away either. Before you go, I'd just like to, our club president died there during the week. He was buried this morning, Jimmy Bulger. So we're all there with the Guard of Honour. He's done a lot of work there for GA and Camogie Club, but with social distancing and stuff like that, we couldn't really go near family members or anything. So just on behalf of the players and management, just like to offer our sympathies to Jimmy's family. If that's okay, it's just
absolutely, yeah. We would also like to obviously echo those sentiments, and I'm sure Jimmy would have been front and centre watching that game tomorrow, but I'm sure he'll certainly be looking down on the girls and certainly G-ing them up there tomorrow.
Exactly, that's a big part of the club and a great man around the parish, and these people do a lot of work and maybe sometimes don't be seen behind the scenes, but you know, when you're, the longer you go, I suppose when you're playing, you're in the bubble and you're playing all the time, but I suppose when you move into management, you always know what the work goes on behind the scenes and around the parish and the hurling and camogie clubs. And the parish in general has done a lot of work around the place. So just, as I said, just like to offer my condolences to the Bulger family.